Hey, do you teach yoga? Have you ever trained to lead yoga classes, to be a yoga therapist? Have you ever owned a yoga studio? Maybe even just wondered what it was like for the women and men up there in front of the room on their mats, leading you through endless Surya Namaskars, down dogs, and pranayamas galore? Well, these are their stories, and mine. I'm Rebecca Sebastian, a 20-year yoga teacher, 10-year yoga therapist, yoga studio owner, and co-founder of a yoga-focused nonprofit. I've done a lot in the yoga world over the last 20 years. Pretty much everything except had a water cooler. You know, a place to share stories, talk about struggles, successes, and find other people who do the same thing that I do. Welcome to Working in Yoga, a podcast and substitute water cooler for yoga folks to connect and build community, to share our unique profession, our challenges, and our journeys with the world.
Hey friends, welcome to Working in Yoga. This week marks a new series on the podcast where I'm discussing AI and tech in our space. Now, I have a particular interest, some might say kink, in labor and how we work. So I got started thinking about how AI could potentially impact our industry in the near future and beyond. I started asking around, as I do on the internet. If you're not around me on Facebook or Instagram, go to the show notes. There are links to those pages there. But I wanted to connect with folks who were also thinking about AI and tech in a variety of ways. I gotta be honest, I'm really confident that we've built a hell of a rockin' series on this subject. So far, we've covered things like how we use tech in our businesses, does AI have samskaras, what pros and cons we see, how it will impact our online work, Furby, Hotworks, and so much more. In the spirit of this series, because I also wanted to give you a frame of reference for what AI can do for us, I asked ChatGPT to write me an intro for this podcast episode. I also asked to build it some questions for us to think about. As we listen to the next several episodes. And here is what it came up with. Okay, hold on. I have to get my most official podcasting voice on. Here we go. Welcome to Working in Yoga, the podcast where we dive into what it really means to build a career in yoga. I'm your host, Rebecca Sebastian, and today we're kicking off a brand new series exploring one of the biggest shifts happening in the world right now, technology and artificial intelligence, and what it means for us as yoga professionals. AI is already changing industries across the board, from healthcare to finance to education, but what about yoga? Can a machine replace a teacher? Will AI take over the business side of our studios? And what does it mean for the very human connection at the heart of what we do? In this series, we're going to dig into all of it, what's already happening, what's on the horizon, and how we as yoga professionals can prepare for and even embrace the changes ahead. Now, if you ask me, AI is going to transform our work in ways that are both exciting and deeply unsettling. On the plus side, AI-powered tools will likely make it easier to run our businesses. Think things like automated scheduling, personalized class recommendations, even AI-driven marketing that frees up our time to focus on teaching and connection. AI might also help us reach more students through adaptive learning platforms or virtual assistants that guide people into their home practices. But there are also some real concerns. As AI becomes more sophisticated, we might see an increase in pre-recorded or AI-generated yoga instruction, which could devalue live teaching. Will studios replace human instructors with AI classes and cut costs? Will yoga become another industry where workers are expected to do more for less as automation takes over the back-end tasks? And perhaps most importantly, what happens to the deeply personal, embodied experience of yoga when technology mediates more of it? There are big questions, and over the next few episodes, we're going to explore them with experts, teachers, and technologists who are shaping the future of yoga. Today, we are starting with the big picture. How has technology already shaped our industry, and where do we go from here? Let's get into it. Okay, So let me get back to my normal voice because then what happened next is I told the AI to add some questions for listeners to think about as they hear episodes of the series. Now I'm going to read these questions here. And I also had them formatted into a discussion guide that you can download from the show notes for your own personal use. And if you're a studio owner or you run a Facebook group or a community of yoga professionals, this might be something that you could download for your team so that you could all chat about it together. Okay, I had them frame or bucket the questions into four particular buckets so that you could really think about a lot of different aspects of this AI and technology topic. So our first bucket is for personal reflection. How do I currently use technology in my yoga practice or business? Am I embracing it? Am I resisting it? Or is somewhere in between? Question two, what aspects of my work could be enhanced by AI and what parts feel irreplaceable? And the third in this personal reflection bucket is, how do I define the human element of yoga? And what role does technology play in either supporting or diminishing it? Okay. Our next bucket is for business and career growth. So there are four questions in this area. First, how might AI-driven tools change the way I run my business or teach yoga over the next 5 to 10 years? Could automation help me free up time for more meaningful teaching, or does it pose a threat to my income and job security? Next in this bucket is, how can I adapt to the technological shifts in the industry while staying true to my values and the integrity of yoga? And okay, if you're going to answer one question out of, I think there's like 13 questions in this, please let it be this one because I want us all to succeed. What new skills should I be developing to stay relevant as AI changes the landscape of wellness and fitness? Please, my friends, give this one a good think. Now is the time to learn these new skills. Okay, the next bucket we're considering here is for ethics and philosophy, which came up a lot in this series. And I'm going to be honest, I wasn't really expecting that, but y'all are going to be blown away at the interview I had with my friend Mandy King. And Mandy just came out the gate with some philosophy. And I'm really excited to post that episode. Okay, but the first in this bucket is, can AI ever truly replicate the deep connection, intuition, and presence that human teachers bring to a class? If AI is created by humans with samskaras, what does that mean for its role in yoga? And finally, how does the rise of AI challenge or support the philosophical foundations of yoga, such as mindfulness, presence, and self-inquiry? And the last bucket for questions is, for industry-wide impact, what does the integration of AI mean for accessibility? Will it make yoga more inclusive, or will it further widen the gap between digital and in-person experiences? If AI-powered yoga instruction becomes widely available, how will that impact the value of teacher training and certification programs? One of my episodes with Kimberly Searle, we get into the certification and teacher training portion of AI. And I loved that conversation so much. Okay, and finally, how can we as yoga professionals have a say in how technology shapes our industry rather than just reacting to it? Okay, so something I want you all to consider is that I do use ChatGPT fairly regularly as a springboard for my own businesses. At the moment, I run two, this podcast and my studio. And I have already had it analyze my websites for writing style. So it really didn't take long for the AI to create that intro that sounded a lot like how I write. Although I would have never used the word technologist, but I'm just saying. However, if you listen to the last podcast that I did on the organization series, I'm going to be honest. I don't know if AI could have written that. Partially, I feel really passionately about how the organizations in our industry have failed us, especially as it relates to the expectation that yoga professionals need to have another person who makes money in their household in order to live and eat. And I don't think AI could have written a podcast with such passion. And honestly, I don't know if AI would have picked up on the nuance of that discussion. In fact, I mean, spoiler alert, after I'm finished with this AI series, I'm going to dive deep into Yoga Has a Poverty Problem because I feel so passionately about that topic. And even now, like writing these sentences, I like can feel the injustice of the official stance of our organizations having us be in poverty in my bones. And that's something that I just don't think an AI could replicate. Now, there are two stories during these podcast recordings that I kept telling people when I interviewed them about the use of AI in tech. And for consistency's sake, I'm going to add them. The first, and to be honest with you, the inspiration for this series is a story about Furby. Okay. My daughter saved her dollars at the holiday time and bought herself a giant Furby. Okay, for reference, there are large and small versions of Furbies. Do you guys remember these toys? They're like popular in the late 80s and 90s. They look like gremlins, but they're more colorful. And she really wanted the larger version. And it's really big, like 7 inches tall. And it was $40. And I teach yoga, so that definitely was not coming into my holiday budget. So she saved, she did chores, and she bought it herself. And here is what this rainbow striped toy can do. It can talk to you. And a kid can say, "Hey, Furby, chill time." And the toy will lead them in intentional breathing, light stretches, and positive affirmations. And Furby's really not bad at the job. If a human came into my studio doing that series, I'd have hired him on the spot. So if Furby could potentially take our jobs at the most basic level, what are we not seeing about technology and AI? And that got me thinking about HotWorks. Do you guys know HotWorks? It's that chain of fitness studios in the United States. They've heated rooms. I'm like 90% sure they're infrared saunas. And you can go in and take fitness style classes, including yoga, in one of those saunas. Now, at most, there are two other people in the room with you, and you're like following a recording of a yoga class on a screen. So there is no teacher in the room. It's YouTube in a sauna. And in my community of 450,000 Americans, HotWorks won second place for the most popular yoga studio in our area. This is a studio without teachers. So it is incredibly conceivable that someone from HotWorks, say, could turn to AI and build an AI-generated yoga class with an AI-generated teacher and an AI-generated voice and talk about reducing your overhead. So are we replaceable? What do we have to worry about? What are we secure in? In this series, we get into it. Next week is going to come the first interview that I have with podcaster Jay Brown. Jay and I got chatting about this topic via email, and I really was curious to hear what he had to say about it. I think his thoughts represent a lot of us. Next week is the first interview I have with podcaster Jay Brown. Jay and I got chatting about this topic via email a while ago, and I really was curious to hear what he had to say about it. I think his thoughts represent a lot of us and how a lot of us feel. And you can tell that he really has thought out some of the impact that AI is going to have on our businesses and our livelihoods. So stay tuned. Until then, my friends, let's build our futures one class, one student, one client, one course at a time. Thank you for listening, my friends, and I'm going to catch you around the water cooler next time.